insurance. Why have one insurance company for your home, another for your health, another for your business, and so forth? Weiss Insurance is your insurance shopping center, so you won't waste time calling 20 different insurance companies. Weiss Insurance does the shopping for you. Weiss Insurance, your insurance shopping center. Call 636-787-7777. Online at weiss-ins.com.
Missouri fans, make Rib City a part of every Missouri Tiger game. Let owner Greg Mathis, daughter Jessie, and the Rib City gang enhance your game day experience with award-winning baby back and St. Louis-style ribs. Try that 20-ounce pork steak or the Rib City sandwiches. Celebrate a Tiger win with coconut cream, pecan, or key lime pie. It's out of this world. 314-965-RIBS for their superb takeout service. Rib City and Missouri Tiger football, a winning combination.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
When it comes to claiming your Social Security benefits, how do you know what's fact and what's fiction? It's time to set the record straight. Listen to America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Tell me,
oh my goodness, this is horrible.
Tell me love is real.
This Chad and Jeremy or something?
No, it's the Beatles.
That's the Beatles?
Words of love.
Oh, I hate
words of love. Horrible.
Oh, this is... And now, bonus joke number two. You see, we're going to do like five jokes today. And the people who decided to tune away... to check on, I don't know, a game or something.
Yeah.
There'll be talk around the dinner table. Oh, my goodness, did you hear that polar bear joke? No, I missed it. I tuned away. Tell me. I can't. I can't remember it. Well, sorry. Don't ask for a replay.
And after you tell the joke, I have another traffic
All right. Polar bear goes into a bar. Sits down at the bar. The bartender says, what'll it be? Polar bear says, I'll have a gin and tonic. Bartender says, all righty. Puts it in front of him. The polar bear says, thank you. He finishes. The bartender says, anything else? He goes, yeah. Maybe scotch and soda. Bartender says, all righty. Puts it down. The bear says, thank you. The bartender says, hey, why the big pause? The polar bear says, I've always had them.
Get it?
Big pause?
Yes.
I mean, two, yeah.
Three more to come. At least three more.
Okay.
And now with traffic, where's Dan? Where is it?
I'm in the traffic center.
Oh, he's down in the KTRS traffic center. Let's go there now for breaking traffic news. Dan, what's going on down there?
Thank you, Frank. I came down here because a listener called in and said that just on the west side of the Blanchet Bridge, right when you're heading into St. Charles, there's a bunch of wood in the road on the highway. So just be careful and look out for that. A bunch of wood on the highway westbound 70. Just on the other side of the Blanchet Bridge heading into St. Charles.
So check for wood.
Yes, check for wood.
If you're driving.
Yep.
All right, Dan, come on back in here.
I'm coming back.
Now coming back into the studio.
I'm back.
Dan's show. I will mention this again in the Playhouse tonight on PBS, which is Channel 9, a documentary on Mary Tyler Moore. I set it up to record it because I'll give it a look. Dick Van Dyke, I think, will be interviewed on there. Carl Reiner. And is Ed Asner, is he still alive?
I don't know.
You want to hear my Mary Tyler Moore impression? Yeah. Mr. Grant.
There's another you could do. Oh, Rob. That was the, from the Dick Van Dyke Show.
You know who, to me, was the star of the Mary Tyler Moore Show? Now, I got to get this right. Mary Tyler Moore Show was the one where she was on worked at a TV station.
Yes.
The star was Ted Knight.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Ted Baxter.
Who played Ted Baxter.
Yeah.
He was the star of that show to me. Remember the episode where he met Walter Cronkite?
Oh, my goodness.
He beat all over himself almost. That was great.
Ed Asner still alive. 85.
So that is tonight, I believe, our time. It's either 7 or 8 o'clock on PBS. Documentary on Mary Tyler Moore. Now, somebody sent me. This is just this is just going to be goof off day, okay? We're going to do whatever we want to do because it's and we're going to do some things you didn't see coming as a reward to those who didn't defect, okay? And punishment for those who did. Now these are just sort of sayings, but some of these actually make sense. For example, I'll give you an example. Terry, thank you for sending me these. A listener named Terry, and you might want to make. Dan, you might want to listen in on these. There's some good tips in here, kind of like Heloise.
Okay.
And you might want to make notes because this stuff can happen to you. If you're choking on an ice cube, pour boiling water down your throat and it'll melt it right away.
I did that when I was a kid.
Makes sense.
Well, you were an idiot.
I was sitting on a chair, kind of leaning back, and I, you know how when you tip the cup up and the entire ice cube just went whoosh. Right,
oh, I thought you meant you poured boiling water down.
No, no. I started choking on an ice cube, and then I fell back in the chair, and I'm like,
your head?
No.
I use a blowtorch.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
You don't have time to boil water.
Just grab a blowtorch and shoot it down your throat. To avoid cutting yourself slicing vegetables, let somebody else hold them and cut their fingers while you're slicing vegetables. You can avoid arguments with your wife about lifting the toilet seat by peeing in the shower or the kitchen sink. No more arguments about that thing. For high blood pressure sufferers, cut yourself and bleed for a few minutes. You will reduce the pressure in your veins.
That makes sense.
And, I mean, all these make perfect sense.
All the sense in the world.
A mouse trap. Just a standard, you know, mouse trap. By the way, did you like that?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
You can almost hear a little mouse neck snap.
Placed on top of your alarm clock will prevent you from rolling over and over hitting the snooze button. Because one time, you won't do it.
I don't know if people actually do this, but they tape tacks upside down on the snooze
on their snooze?
You got to be kidding me.
That would stop you from just blindly reaching over.
If you have a bad cough, you know how sometimes all night you take a big dose of laxatives, and you will be afraid to cough. You only need two tools in your whole life, WD-40 and duct tape. If it doesn't move and should, you use WD-40. If it moves and shouldn't, use duct tape. And there you go. Thank you, Terry. That was a good list. I appreciated it. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Here's Dan. Hello, Dan. How are you?
How are you?
What can we do for you?
AM and FM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I missed the top of the show. Have you guys mentioned anything about Randy Quaid getting arrested?
We mentioned it yesterday. He was arrested in Vermont. He tried to sneak back into the country. Did you see that picture of him? He looks like a mountain goat or something.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, well, he and his wife are both in custody.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
Evie.
Because he says they want to get all this stuff straightened out. Well, good luck, because apparently they got a mountain of paperwork on this guy. He's got felony charges and all kinds of stuff.
Well, the last we had seen of him, he made a sex tape with Evie. Yeah. He couldn't see anything, but... below the camera, it looked like they were having sex, and she had a paper mask of a face of Rupert Murdoch while he was having sex with her. So that was the last we had seen.
They've lost their minds. This is going to be interesting, because I love Randy Quaid. I mean, look, Kingpin, Christmas Vacation. What's not to like with this guy? Vegas Vacation? And what else did he do? He did other stuff.
Independence Day.
And then he snapped and went crazy. But he's in the country in custody.
So he's a celebrity, and somehow he and his lawyers will figure out a way for him to get off.
I think they probably will. I can't see Randy Quaid going to jail. I think we got bigger fish to fry, but it'll be interesting. Thank you for calling and listening. Thank you, Dan.
Sure.
Dan, a dedicated, loyal listener. And now here's Five Toes. Five Toes, how are you?
I'm fine, Frank. How are you today?
I'm great. You still have five toes on one foot?
Well, I got 10, but five of them's rubber.
Yeah, he's missing the other leg.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Hey, we haven't heard from Norm for a while. Hope he's doing okay.
Norman, yeah.
You know, we haven't heard from Norm.
No, we haven't.
And then there was a guy about 3-4 months ago saying something about not caring for Norman.
Well, that was one individual that
everybody's going to get old, or we are old, and everybody's a kid, just like people that say they don't can't stand kids. We was all kids,
When we were, there were old people that couldn't stand us. So
well, that could
go.
Be, but that guy called in that didn't care for Norm. I think maybe he could stand a LSD and jalapeno enema or something.
Whoa. Holy mama.
Well, that's some enema.
Yeah.
LSD and jalapeno?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's a punchline there somewhere to that.
That's it.
All right.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm glad you're a grandson. I remember Archie's name, but what's your grandson's name?
Carson.
Okay.
Carson, the little fisherman.
Well, bless his heart, he can get his fingers into worms.
You bet.
Before long, he'll be baiting a hook for you.
You bet he will. Thank you, Five Toes. I appreciate it.
Hey, have a good day and amen to PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Five Toes. We got a John and we got a Johnny. Let's go with John. Hello, John. How are you?
Hey, Frank. John from Texas. How are you guys?
We're great, John from Texas. I hope you weren't listening earlier. Somebody told a very offensive Texan joke, and we didn't care for it.
I'm glad
you didn't hear that. What's going on, John?
Hey, what's that sound I keep hearing on, it's like a cork coming out of a bottle?
Man, I don't know. Cork?
I mean, every once in a while, it's like, boom.
Oh, and you were having transmitter issues yesterday. Is that still going on today?
Yeah, and what's funny is that there's actually a radio station down here that's actually, the guy's pretty funny too, but they have these big water bottles. I guess it's a sponsor, but it's all you hear through the show is they keep opening these water bottles, these corks. And I thought maybe y'all are doing the same thing.
No, we don't do that juvenile FM type stuff. I don't know what that sound is. Is it our chief engineer?
It sounds exactly the same. Boom.
We don't play it. I don't know what it is. We'll look into it. We'll check on it, John.
Doing good?
Everybody's doing. Let me check. Danny, John from Texas wants to know if everybody's doing okay. You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Yeah, Piani, you okay?
Yes.
Everybody's okay, John.
Okay, well, we'll see you soon.
All right, you bet. Thank you. John from Texas. He's actually in Texas and listens every day, I think. Now we'll go from John to Johnny. Johnny, how are you?
Hey, I'm AM into PM.
Thank you, Johnny.
And I get a gold star for listening today?
You do, and you get extra jokes. Two out of the way, three to come. Three more to come. Five jokes today.
Awesome. Appreciate it. I don't know if you guys have talked about it yet, heard the news, the Playboy's not going to have nude pictures anymore.
Well, it's about time. One of the things I always hated about Playboy, that's the one thing that kept me as a young man from even looking at it, was the naked women. And I'm glad to hear this. Yes, no more naked women in Playboy. And all I can say is about time.
They said they took last year they did it off the website last year and went from taking the naked pictures off. They got 16 million. It was 4 million the last year they had naked women on the website. Now it's last year was 16 million viewers. So
well, it's smart. What they're doing is actually very smart. You can't compete. They can't compete. Look, go to your computer, your laptop. You find so many more naked women doing all kinds of things than you're going to find in Playboy. It's free.
I don't know. I know. It just kind of freaked me out when I saw that on Facebook.
That almost changed the name of the magazine because it's going to be kind of weird. It's Playboy just, magazine, no naked women. It's weird.
Yeah, well, I figure Ian will be on top of that one.
We'll keep you posted. Thank you, Johnny.
Thanks.
Johnny's getting a lot of chuckles.
He was.
Out of that story for some reason. Hello, Jack. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Are you talking about that Playboy where they're not going to show any full...
They say no more naked women. No more totally naked women.
Yeah, but come on, let's get real. Half these girls are probably plastic surgery. They're all probably bipolar, worried about their looks at 20, get the surgery. Would you want to really look at someone like that? Is that a full length, something like that? On a full
bipolar?
No, thank you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So why make a big thing about it? Who cares? Who wants to see a bunch of nudies and two, you know, you could go to the, what do you call it, that Hooters? Don't they have something like that where you can see all them free ones?
No, I don't believe you can go to Hooters and see totally naked. I don't, what Hooters are you going to?
I need to go there. You know, dude, Hooters and, you know, see all that stuff. That's probably all fake silicone stuff anyway.
Silicone.
Spend that kind of money. They probably spend more money on that than they do, you probably do on a subscription over 10 years, right?
I'm with you,
anyway, hey, let me ask you a question. You see the Cardinals are losing, as usual. Maybe after this, maybe you'll be running to the Playboy store to look at that after the Cardinals lose. What do you think about that?
I think that's just a great idea, Jack.
Well, maybe they should go see it. Okay, have a good day, guys.
You too, yeah. Well, what the heck did he say?
An interesting speech pattern.
What, yeah,
I don't know,
what in the world was that? This is Jenny. Hello, Jenny. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about you?
We're doing fantastic. What can we do for you?
Okay, so I have a question because I've heard you talking about your grandkids. And
well, one. I only have one, a grandson.
Oh, it's just been the one growing up. Okay.
Right.
It's always the grandson. Okay. I didn't know if more had been born or, okay, you've been talking about the same kid the whole time. Anyway, so this, oh, God.
Anyway.
Yeah, you did it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's over now.
Well, my question for you is, when you get together with your grandson, do you make the arrangements or is it that your wife has made arrangements to watch the grandson and then you do something with him?
Bingo. B. My wife makes the arrangements, and then I do something with him. What I don't do with him is change his diapers, because she does that so much more efficiently than I do, and quicker, and better, and neater. So if I do it, it'll be a disaster. But no, my job is on purpose. That's exactly right. Because if you do it well, then you got to do it over and over and over again. If you mess it all up and leave some poop strung out all over the place, they go, don't touch the diapers. I'll do it.
And
that's what you want.
And there could be the fire hose going off.
I've not seen him do that, though. So much fun. And people said, when you have a grandchild, they said it's the greatest. And you don't get it until you actually have one. And then you really don't get it till they get to be about a year, year and a half, and they turn into people, little people. And then it's fun. Then it's so much.
Yeah, I think that my parents and in-laws still don't get it. The thing of it is that that's what I think. Both of the grandpas, they, of course, would never set up. They'd never make the arrangement themselves. So it falls on the grandmas.
Right.
But both of these grandmothers were stay-at-home moms that got careers later.
Okay.
And now they're like, screw you to the grandkids.
Well, I got to tell you something.
Neither set of grandparents will take these. Not,
let me tell you something,
like,
Jenny,
I'm jealous whenever I listen to you.
Jenny, not all parents become great grandparents. My own parents, my mother and my dad, were not good grandparents to my kids. They weren't. Her parents were fantastic grandparents. I mean, Norman Rockwell, you couldn't have created better grandparents. But mine couldn't care less about my kids.
It's like we couldn't pay these grandparents to take these kids half the time.
And there's just,
I mean,
look,
in
I,
their
I
whole
have a,
lives, they've maybe.
I have a friend.
Like
I have,
the littlest one,
I
ha, maybe spent
I have
a
friend.
Night.
I have a friend who has a grandson, and he actually said this to me one time. This is about 6 years ago. They came to the lake to visit. And he said to me, I said, hey, how was your weekend? He said, well, my grandson was here. I couldn't wait till that little bastard left. That's what he says to me. No, he didn't.
Wow.
He just didn't care to play with him or be around him. He wanted to be around him for about 30 minutes, and that was it. He didn't care. I can't get enough of this kid.
They want us to be there. Like, these grandparents, they'll do something if we're with them.
Oh, no.
We'll take care of everything, and they just want the fun part.
We've already had him.
Instead of just taking the kids.
We've already had him for a full week, just us, for a week. We loved it. I'd do it anytime.
I can't even imagine. That would be awesome.
Well, I want to be the grandparents. I want us to be the grandparents that my parents weren't. That's what I want.
Well, kudos to you, because I listen to you, and it makes me jealous for the sake of my kids Maybe you do any surrogacy,
well,
grandparent services.
Maybe that's a service to think about. But you know what? Nobody gets it all. Nobody has it all. I'm guessing your kids have a great mom in you. Some kids have to rely, and thank goodness they have good grandparents, because their own parents just didn't do it right. You don't get it all. No kid gets it all. Jenny, we got to run. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
You bet. I like Jenny. Colin Jeffrey's coming in. I hope he's coming in today. Talk about entertainment and stuff. I was at First Community Credit Union today, and I parked next to, she actually parked, as I was parking, this gigantic dump truck, and it was a chick jumps out. She's driving this monster, and she and I had a wonderful conversation about truck drivers, and I didn't realize that a lot of the over-the-road, I said, did they ever perfect or accept automatic transmission? She says, lots of the big rigs on the road now have automatic. She says, but not for me. Real truckers shift. And I thought, man, this woman, very interesting. And we had that meeting in First Community Credit Union. And when I walked in, it was busier than usual. And I thought, well, this is not the end of the month or the first of the month. And I realized, you know what happened? That ridiculous Columbus Day yesterday, that's what caused it to be so busy today. That we were honoring that pedophile, drunkard, slave owner, murderer, Christopher Columbus. And if you didn't hear the rundown from Peon yesterday, I pity you.
Ooh.
He laid it all out, the facts about Chris Columbus. And we had to end with the question, why do we honor this guy? But we do. So all the people that couldn't go to First Community yesterday were there today. And I was glad to see that they were that busy. And I invite you to join me and do all your banking at First Community Credit Union. Let's start with your car payment. You don't know what your rate is, do you? No, most people don't. Let's just say, though, there's a very good possibility that there's a lower rate waiting for you at First Community Credit Union. They're very competitive with their rates, and if you'll move that loan over from someplace else, they'd like to give you $100 just as a thank you for doing even that little bit of business with First Community Credit Union. And I think what you're going to find is it is a great place to bank, and you're going to want to move it all over. So I want you to do it now. Just go to your bank, close everything out. And I know the banks hate me right now, but sorry. They are what they are. And what they are is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. 42 locations, and I predict soon there will be more. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
All right, we have some problems out there on the highways. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in, Tim.
Yeah, it looks like they've cleaned up that wood that was in the roadway on westbound 70 after the Blanchette Bridge. But boy, traffic now is jammed up about midway between 270 and the Earth City Expressway over the Blanchette Bridge. We've got a crash on southbound 270 at Big Bend that's got two right lanes blocked, and that's got you jammed solid north of Dorset. We also have a new crash on westbound 70 at Madison that right now it has the left lane closed and you're backed up through the depressed section. Westbound 44 still running slow between east of Berry Road out through Highway 270. It looks like on eastbound 40, things are jammed up from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. And on westbound 40, they've cleared the accident near Mason or west of Mason. You're running slow Kings Highway through McCausland, then McKnight, all the way out through Highway 270. And this traffic report is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery's on its way out? Stop by Advance, and they'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Begin your Saturday with KTRS. At 7 a.m., it's the yard sale.
Welcome to the First Community Credit Union Big 550 Yard Sale.
Followed at 9 by Animal Advice.
Welcome back to the Animal Advice Show, brought to you by Nestle Purina. I'm Andrew Dowd.
At 10, it's Straight Talk on Retirement.
I'm Jeff Lapidus, president of JBL Financial Services.
Followed by the Inside Out Show with Jim McMillan and John Shea at 11.
I'm Jim McMillan, alongside my partner, Mr. John Shea.
Saturday mornings are special on KTRS, live and local.
Wouldn't you like to save on your home or commercial building's energy costs? Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. It's football season and getting colder rather than warmer. If your energy bills are out of control, there's something you can do through improved insulation. If your home or commercial building isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and hot air in the summer. You can save hundreds and possibly thousands a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation. For over 65 years, my team at Aladdin has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, lowering your energy costs by 20% or more each year. Call us for a free assessment at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Or see our website at truteam.com. Call Aladdin Insulation now to start saving before the cold weather hits or we go into another hot St. Louis summer. 636-947-8000.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Call right now and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK's right for you. Individual results may vary. Call 1-800-700-3082. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 10% off your all-laser LASIK procedure. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-700-3082. 1-800-700-3082.
Honey, are you doing something different? You look years younger.
You're listening to a revolution in anti-aging.
All I can say is, wow.
Introducing a world's first in anti-aging. It's called Beauty Whip, and it's about to change the way people look younger forever. That's why we're giving away a free full-size jar to anyone who calls now. Find out how to get your free jar by calling 1-800-900-1624. With Beauty Whip, looking younger has never been easier. It's the world's first anti-aging retinol you activate when you're ready to use it to ensure maximum freshness. The results are simply stunning. On wrinkles, crow's feet, age spots. If your results are too dramatic, simply apply less. It's remarkably effective, so please use responsibly. Beauty Whip is already whipping up a revolution nationwide because once you've taken years off your appearance with Beauty Whip, you won't be able to imagine looking younger without it. Call now while we're still giving it away for free. Get yours by calling 1-800-900-1624. That's 1-800-900-1624.
When you spoke with your financial advisor about all the different options to select with Social Security, what did that look like? Were you happy when they showed you the difference between the best decision and the worst decision could mean an extra 50, 60, or even 100,000 or more in lifetime benefits? What about when you met with your accountant and he showed you how to pay little or no taxes on Social Security? The chances are you probably never had those conversations. If you're within 5 years of retirement, or already retired with at least $500,000 of investable assets, join me, Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors, for my next workshop and educate yourself on Social Security. Call 314-641-1010. Reserve your seat today. The time is now for you to start understanding all of your options and how to minimize tax on Social Security. Call 314-641-1010. Again, 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Ladies, you're invited to Bless Jewelers' annual ladies' party this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. 5% of the proceeds will be donated to help find a cure for breast cancer, and you'll save up to 25% off regular prices on jewelry and watches. There will be refreshments and free gift bags with a $100 purchase. You can enter a drawing for one of 10 $100 gift cards. Bless Jewelers is located on Olive, just west of Mason, next to Crazy Bowls and Wraps in the Schnucks Plaza. Bless Jewelers, the small personal jewelry shop with a big heart.
Scare up your share of up to $175,000 during the Monster Bash Free Slot Play and Cash Giveaway. Fridays in October from 6 to 10 p.m. at Hollywood Casino, St. Louis.
Don't miss Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris live at its new time, 7 p.m., followed by The Voice and the season premiere of Chicago Fire tonight on NBC.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Monique from Soul School. Join us Sunday nights at 5 p.m. To learn more about our five-week Soul School Academy program, contact us at stlouiscenterforhope.com.
This week on Christian Questions, the 10th commandment says, thou shalt not covet. Yeah, like that's going to happen. What is coveting, and why does the Bible make it sound like a crime? Christian Questions, Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Colin Jeffries on the way, and now bonus joke number 3. Don't you feel sorry for people who dialed away?
Yeah.
Woman's at a doctor's office with her husband, having a consultation with the doctor, and the doctor said, I'm sorry. You got 12 hours. We have pretty sophisticated equipment now. We can now pinpoint. I'm so sorry. Stage 5. Terminal. 12 hours. Go home and enjoy each other. And they go home. And they go to bed. And he says, look, let's do it. I mean, I got 11 hours. So they have sex. An hour later, he says, do it again. And they have sex again. 2 hours later, he wakes her up. He goes, more, more. This is it for me. More. They do it again. An hour after that, he wakes her up. She says, hey, I have to get up in the morning. You don't.
The clown with his pants falling down.
At least two more reward jokes. We're not dialing away to watch the Cardinals lose. Oops, I mentioned them. It's time to talk about some entertainment. Colin Jeffries here. He's brought to you by Window World. That's right. The original $189 window, the largest selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. For more, here is Colin Jeffries. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Colin. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
What's going on? I mentioned Mary Tyler Moore, the documentary tonight on PBS.
Yes. So
I didn't know if you were going to have
it. I don't need to mention it now. Right. Let's start out with the DVDs that are out this week. There's only a few worth mentioning. Aladdin, which if you haven't watched in a while, holds up well, but still, kids love it.
Yeah.
It's out on Blu-ray.
Robin Williams, I believe.
Yes,
right?
As the genie. Yeah, it holds up very nicely. I'm kind of surprised. San Andreas, if you miss Dwayne Johnson with, you know, Los Angeles and San Francisco.
You know that I've never seen one movie that he's been in?
Really?
Never.
Wow.
Not one.
Well, we're going to have to rectify that.
Rectum.
Rectum.
No, rectify.
Oh, rectify it.
Yep. Escape to Witch Mountain, wasn't he in that?
He was.
To Witch Mountain?
To Witch Mountain, yeah.
Witch Mountain?
Yeah.
To it, did there?
That mountain over there.
Thank you. Now they tuned away.
And then Tomorrowland with George Clooney wasn't worth the ticket to get into the theater, I don't think, but it's probably worth a rental, and I think that's where it's going to make a lot of its money.
He's a horrible actor. He just
really?
Yes, George Clooney's not a great actor.
Oh, that's
a good-looking guy.
I did not like that at all.
Well, apparently a lot of people do.
I thought he's pretty great in Good Night, Good Luck.
I didn't see it.
It's worth watching.
All right.
TV this week, we talked about it. I don't know that anyone in here watched it, but Fargo returned on Monday night, and that was...
I didn't see it yet.
That was one of the better miniseries, whatever you want to call it, from last year. Really very good. I liked it, and it's back. Tonight, if you have somehow missed it, the Democratic presidential debate, the first one is on CNN, so you can watch that if you...
Yes.
Flip over to CNN.
There's no reason to watch it. You know you'll see the clips of anything that happens is worth knowing about.
And you'll hear all about it.
Yeah.
Well, if you want.
And by the way, the election is a year away. A year. A whole year. Yes. I can't believe this.
Which is why it was funny. CNN was, and it's on CNN tonight, they were saying Democratic candidates prepare for first and crucial debate.
Oh, my goodness. You know what would be hilarious? Please don't email me about this saying this is a horrible thing to say. But they get to November. When's the election date? November 4th or something?
Something like that. Sixth.
They get to the 1st of November, and Bernie Sanders drops over dead.
Oh, my goodness.
Or he gets elected. Now, that would be something we haven't had. And like a week into it, gone. And the VP takes over. He's an old guy. He's an old guy. You know, if you're a pilot, mandatory, you're out at 65, not capable of flying an airplane, yet at 73, you can run the whole country. It just seems odd to me.
William Henry Harrison died 31 days into his presidency.
That's right. He gets sick and pneumonia or something, didn't he?
From the inauguration.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it happens.
All right. Go continue.
Fair enough. The Nick is back.
I love
this.
It.
Yes,
oh,
I do, too.
Good. So good.
Cinemax, Friday night at 9 o'clock. The Nick is a period piece. It goes back to a hospital. Clive Owen plays a very early, early surgeon and sort of the...
And then when that series is over, you know the follow-up series, the Knack, and then the Paddywhack.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you,
Paddywhack.
Amy Schumer live at the Apollo on HBO Saturday night at 9 o'clock.
That'll be dirty.
It will be dirty. Yeah. If you saw her SNL or any clips from it, it will be very dirty. And then Manhattan on WGN America. No one watches WGN America. You're unaware you have it, more than likely. Watch Manhattan. It's back tonight for its second season. All Never you need to know, it takes place in Los Alamos, New Mexico, and it is chronicling the journey of the people who built the first atomic bomb.
It's called Manhattan, and it takes place in Los Alamos.
Well, the Manhattan Project was the name of the project to create the bomb. And, yes, it's very much worth the watch.
Okay.
And then Beasts of No Nation is on Netflix this Friday. It is also in theaters before too long. This is a feature-length film that is set in a fictional West African nation. It follows a child soldier who's sort of taught how to slaughter people by a warlord. It's... Idris Elba is in it. There's going to be some nominations out of this for, I don't know if it gets Oscar nominations or what, but it starts streaming Friday on Netflix. You can check that out. They have decided to reboot another series, and I don't know why, but let's see if you can guess what it is. Ian?
Yeah, P.I.
That was the wrong clip.
Oh.
Fantasy Island.
There you go.
Yeah.
Smiles, everyone. Smiles.
Thank you, Dan.
I knew that if I played that clip, I could kill a minute. Just Dan doing little voices over there talking to himself. Yes, so it's coming back. No word. I mean, this is the second time they've rebooted this. They did it right around 2000 on ABC. It was all right. Never caught on, though. So they're trying again. I don't know why. The Volkswagen scandal. Wasn't particularly interesting, I didn't think, from an outside perspective. Well, apparently Leonardo DiCaprio disagrees. He plans to make a movie about the Volkswagen scandal.
No,
yes,
I don't see that.
The thrilling story of putting false emission tests
on
cars.
That doesn't sound like that's going to do well.
No, it doesn't. T.I., the rapper, T.I., gave an interview about who he would vote for in the Democratic race. And he said he would not vote for Hillary Clinton. Because just about every other position exists. I think a woman could do well, but the president, it's kind of like, I just know that women make rash decisions emotionally. They make very permanent, cemented decisions. And then later, it's kind of like it didn't happen or they didn't mean for it to happen. And I sure would hate to just set off a nuke.
Well, that's very sexist.
That is a bit sexist. He has since apologized, saying they were unequivocally insensitive and wrong. The Bridget Jones Diary. Did you ever see either of these movies?
No, I would not watch something called The Bridget Jones Diary.
They star Renee Zellweger as Bridget Jones. And she, as we may recall, had rough plastic surgery at some point. Well, they've now decided, I want to say a good 12 years after the second Bridget Jones Diary and closer to 15 after the first one, they're coming back with a third Bridget Jones Diary. I have no idea who was hankering for this, but that is coming. And then November 7th, SNL has announced their host.
Remember
for
when
that
she
show.
Was married to Kenny Chesney for 10 minutes?
Yes.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yes.
They
yeah.
were married, and as soon as you heard the news, immediately you heard they're not married.
Yep.
There's something weird that happened there.
Yeah, that's one of those quick marriages. Yeah. Donald Trump, though, will host SNL on November 7th.
All right.
That will probably be their highest rated show
in
some time. He's hosted the show before, though. April of 2004.
Yeah, but this is going to be so much bigger. He'll draw an August.
So it's almost exactly a year before Election Day, November 8th of next year. But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
All right. Colin Jeffrey, everybody. Brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window, the largest selling window in the United States. And now bonus joke number four.
Wow.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the day we punish the defectors, the people who leave to check a score. You'll miss five jokes. Couple goes out for their anniversary. It's their 35th wedding anniversary. We're married young. Well, not that young. He's 62. She's 60. And they go out to a restaurant famous for catering to people who are married for long periods of time. And during the dinner, the anniversary fairy appears at their table and grants them each a wish. And the 60-year-old wife says, well, I know exactly what I want to do. I want to travel around the world with my wonderful husband. And boom, two tickets to the Queen Mary luxury liner suite, the finest cabin, cruise around the world, appeared in her hand. And then she looked at the husband. She says, and you? He says, I would like to be married to a woman 30 years younger than I am. And he's 92 years old. Thank you. Four jokes for the people who are loyal, AM and the PMers. And now a word from Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. That guy that called earlier, that's Steve. How about that guy? Kitchen bath remodeling business, said he didn't even want to have his company mentioned. I couldn't do it anyway. Tom Price would kill me, and I wouldn't blame him. He said, that's okay. I don't need that. And he said that Tom Price was a fantastic kitchen and bath remodeler. A competitor says that. I like Steve, and you're going to like Thompson Price, and you're going to like his staff and his crew and his process, he likes to call it. It's where he kind of puts you through the paces and asks you a whole bunch of questions. It's like taking a mini SAT test or something, but it's all necessary. Think about it. You are spending a lot of money to get the kitchen of your dreams. How could somebody build that kitchen or that bathroom unless they ask you certain very necessary questions? Questions like the height of the people in the family, the ages, who's left-handed, who cooks, who doesn't cook, does anybody cook? Is it possible somebody might come along and live with you who doesn't live with you now? A mother-in-law, father-in-law, dad, mom. Will the kitchen accommodate those people? And on and on and on and on. But they're all necessary. And it's a process you won't get from other kitchen and bath remodelers unless they steal it and copy it because they don't think it through the way Thompson Price does. They did our kitchen. They've done all our bathrooms. We've been in this house. Next year will be 30 years in this house. And the things we didn't like, and the number one thing we didn't like, and after 10 years there, we finally were able to get that kitchen completely redone. We hated that kitchen. Now we don't hate it anymore. We haven't hated it for 19 years. That's how long ago they did it. Make sure the name Price is in the company you're talking to. Very important. And they have a great showroom. It's in DePere. Half mile east of 270 on Manchester. If you're in the neighborhood, please stop in. Tell them you're AM and the PM. Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. Meep, meep.
Time for a look at traffic. Here's Tim White.
Boy, it's a tough rush hour right now. We've got a new crash on westbound Page right at Highway 270 that's got the two right lanes blocked. They're still working with that crash on southbound 270 near Big Bend, and the two right lanes are blocked, and you're jammed up at Dorset. Eastbound 270 past Lindbergh, you've got a crash that's blocking the left lane. It looks like we're backed up to Missouri Bottom. You've got westbound 44 drivers slowing from Hampton to the Laclede Station at the Murdoch Overpass area. Then you're slow again from Lindbergh all the way down through Highway 270. They're working with a crash on westbound 70 after Madison that's got the left lane blocked. We have southbound 170 slow from Delmar down through Highway 40 and westbound 40. That's jamming up from Grand all the way out through Highway 270. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day. Plus, free shipping, and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS. This Saturday, our Mizzou Tigers travel to Athens to take on the Georgia Bulldogs. KTRS pregame coverage begins at 4, and the game begins at 6:30 p.m.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here on the Big 550.
Touchdown, Missouri!
KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers. And our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
From the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. It's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpers. Now, we're talking about the Cleve Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. Download it. It's free. Great way to get a Cleve Cab. And now from Cooperstown, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing real well. I know we don't have a lot of time today, but just real quick, if folks want to watch, I've got some fantastic pictures from the Baseball Hall of Fame at facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad if folks want to check those out. A lot of fun today.
Okay.
Kanye West did an interview the other day in which he compared himself to Michelangelo. However, he didn't specify if he was referring to the artist or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Probably.
Clarify that. Yeah. And the fiance of New York Giants player Victor Cruz reportedly sent text messages to all of the other women he's allegedly sleeping with.
Ooh.
And, of course, Giants fans are actually just happy to see anybody on the team scoring.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Concerned about them.
Kidding.
And Playboy magazine news today, they will no longer feature photos of nude women in their print edition.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, so next time somebody tells you they just read Playboy for the article, they really are just reading Playboy for the article.
Yep, it'll be true.
Yeah. And finally, this afternoon, well, a company is working on a new selfie stick. You know, these other selfie sticks.
Oh, yeah.
And this one will be shaped like a human arm, so users won't look like they're alone in pictures.
Right.
Instead, you'll just look like a completely normal person who's carrying around an extra human arm. That's pretty normal.
Yeah.
The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM.